All right, baby. Welcome to our pre-show here for this Wednesday. I will always call it Wednesday because that's how it's spelled. Wild time today at the dentist. I mean, I go to the dentist regularly ever since I was a kid. My mom was, I think I've told you guys this, right? How ahead of her time my mom was. It's pretty trippy, and it's only been in the recent decades that, you know, since she passed on, that I recognize how ahead of her time she was. My mother kept a very healthy kitchen, a very healthy stock of food when we were kids. Unlike in the 60s, everybody ate shit. People ate chocolates and candies and sugars and red meats and fat and lard. People ate a lot of shit. In our house, my mother didn't have any of that shit. She didn't have any candy. There was no candy. Occasionally, my father would go out and buy those little Heath bars. That was it. That was like once, maybe twice a year. There was no cake or cupcakes or any of that shit. You couldn't, you know, oh, wow, there's some, nothing, none of that shit. If my mother ever indulged in anything even close to that, she'd buy those bran muffins. I'll never get those bran muffins. We thought that was living large bran muffins. Or she would buy tiger's milk. Tiger's milk was a early powdered milk with a lot of nutrients in it, a lot of vitamins and stuff. And sometimes she would buy the chocolate tiger's milk. So you could, you know, you make a little early morning shake with that. She bought a lot of fruit, lots of oranges. We had a lot of citrus. We had a lot of oranges. It didn't keep us from getting colds, though, man. So the whole vitamin C thing, you know, although later in life I kind of got hooked on the vitamin C concept a little bit. I used to get tonsillitis. You know, once a year got bronchitis. That's a whole other thing, man. You know, that's like shit, airborne shit. But I will tell you, she kept a pretty clean kitchen, man. So you go to the icebox at our house, the milk was skim milk. That's right, skim milk. That was primarily for my dad. Not whole milk. Fuck no, we didn't drink whole milk at all. Skim fucking milk. Roman meal bread. How many people out there remember Roman? That was the healthy bread of the day back in the 60s. Roman meal bread. Wheat bread. And you could buy white bread, Wonder Bread, all that shit, or you could buy that Roman meal. My mother bought Roman meal, but we didn't have white bread. Forget it, man. I mean, it was unheard of in our house. So it just kind of, she would make food like eggplant, or she would make, liver, liver and onions. This was, you know, my dad loved that shit. And my mom would always say eight ounce glasses of water every day. She was big on water before anybody was talking about fucking water. My mom, drink water, drink lots of water. And she used to say this, it's the hours before midnight that you get to sleep that are the best. Now, nowadays I hear people say that. I never heard anybody say that back then. My mother was the only one I ever heard say, it's the hours that you sleep before midnight are the most valuable. And now I hear certain doctors, people that are, you know, health practitioners say, get to bed, the hours you sleep before midnight are the most valuable. I can't, you know, if I stop to think about really how ahead of her time my mom was, it'll blow my fucking mind. There's all kinds of stuff. But anyway, I brought that up to say, and she was always big on the dentist. Every 6 fucking months, the dentist. Get your teeth checked, get your teeth cleaned every 6 months. How did people pay for shit back then, man? Did we have medical insurance back in, I don't know. I don't know what my folks did. I guess we had medical insurance, but, you know, there were 4 kids in the family. But so she was big on the whole brushing the teeth and making sure you're at the dentist every 6 goddamn months. So since then, that's me. I'm at the dentist every 6 goddamn months. It hasn't necessarily saved my teeth, but hey, get my physical once a year. It's just these things that stay with you, you know, from when you're a kid. So I was very, very lucky, I think, to have a mother like Marjorie Alice Crowe. Marjorie Alice Hendry, my mom's, who lived to be 93. So there's, you know, something to be said there. In fact, who was I talking to? I was talking to Rob or, I think I was talking to Rob over the weekend. I said, how old were your parents when they passed? I think he had, his mother was in her 80s and his dad hit his 90s. So, you know, there's some pretty good genes going on there, I think. I don't know. I don't know anything about it, but, yeah, good old mom. And my father, he had the shittiest fucking health. He had kidney stones in his 40s. In his fucking 40s. That's way too fucking young for kidney stones. He had a shitty fucking diet of lots of red meat, that kind of stuff, you know. My father had to eat the same kitchen we all ate in. My mom didn't keep any shit there, but, you know, he occasionally would indulge himself in some crazy ass shit. But he was basically one of those guys, those red meat eating guys, lots of cigarettes, not a beer drinker, but he was a hard liquor, you know, he was a bourbon drinker. But everything that you could do to inflate your blood pressure and to make sure you got high cholesterol and make sure that you wound up with kidney stones and make sure you'd eventually die from a series of strokes, my old man did it. My dad was dead at 72. My brother, same sort of generation. My brother's not the same generation, but all the cats that were born before the 50s really were completely different guys. They were hard drinking, cigarette smoking, and fuck it, you know, to the health thing. So my brother Derek was kind of the same way. He drank, he smoked, and he died at 73 from diabetes. Terrible, terrible case of diabetes my brother had. So here I am with my younger sister and my older sister, Joanne. We are the three survivors of the Hendry family south of the border up in Canada. It's the Hare family, H-A-R-E. That's my mom's sister married George. I have three cousins up there. And I got to get up and see them, man, before much more time. I keep saying that, and I better fucking do it because, you know, time's a-wasting, man. Time is a-wasting.